You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The fadeaway. And there it is. History. Russell Westbrook has just surpassed Oscar Robertson. It lasted 47 years, and now Russell Westbrook stands there all alone.
A record that was titled untouchable for 47 years has been broken. Congratulations, Russell Westbrook.
It's You Better You Bet on the BetQL Audio Network.
I like courtesy of NBC Sports Washington. How brilliant has Russell Westbrook been? Mark Malusis and this year for the Washington Wizards. Mark Malusis, Jeremy Kahn with you. Let's welcome aboard right now Odyssey NBA insider, the coach, Jimmy Passos, joins us now. Hey, coach, thanks for the time this evening. And, I mean, Russ, is the year that Westbrook's had for the Wizards has just been ridiculous.
You know, it's funny, and Rick, your producer, and I were talking about the Daniel Gafford trade from the Bulls to the Wizards might be the most impactful trade at the trade deadline. Gafford's been great. He's teaming with Robin Lopez and Alex Len to give the Wizards what they need, which is a center. It's a three-headed monster. The bench is good. Beal's a great scorer. But what Russell Westbrook? And Jeremy, I love you. My Baltimore brother is on the phone. Jeremy Kahn will tell you that Russell is killing lines. He's making, we're backdoor covering because he never quits. He's great. But what he's done, Mark, is energized. And Beal's a tremendous player, all-league player, love him. But Westbrook's competitiveness, fire, you can feel it in D.C. It's crept up to Baltimore. Now it's in Philly. I'm in Boston. I'm at the Ming Dynasty in Marshfield, the legendary Chinese food place, where all these fans are like, your Wizards are great. Our Celtics are dying. What's with Russell Westbrook? And as you guys know, it's just fun to cover a team that's fun. But it's really fun to cover a team that people in other areas respect. And I got to do the game on radio with Dave Johnson. What he's doing, triple-double-wise, is crazy. But what he's doing, competitive-wise, when they don't win, it's a one-point game. And I'm going to leave. I'm going to have back ask to you, Jeremy. You don't want to play the Wizards in the playoffs, do you, Jeremy?
No, because it's a tough out. I mean, you know you got to come to play. You don't want to face them. Period.
They got a good backcourt.
Yeah,
and they got, you know, Rui can score, and but the bench is good. But yeah, you don't. This guy Westbrook's just got that fiery look that you love as a guy, that former coach. So, yeah, the Celtics are going in the wrong direction. I think the pace. Let me ask you guys this too, real quick, before we get into some games tonight. And I love TV games. The Warriors, Pelicans, Steph's doing it for them. Do you guys like the play-in in the playoffs? Tell me your theory on that.
Go ahead, Mark.
I do. I mean, Jeremy, I'm sorry. I do. And Jeremy can answer. I think it's great. I think it adds another intrigue to it. I like the fact that you add another layer before the real playoffs do begin. I think it's a really good move by the NBA.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, how could you not? It's more basketball. I'm never going to complain with more basketball. Go ahead, put all of them in. I don't care. Like, let me watch and bet as much basketball.
You know this, Jeremy. When you're playing, all of a sudden tonight's numbers, you're seeing large numbers because you know that certain teams want to win. You know, well, the Clips got to win. You know, that's why I was surprised the Pelicans Warriors was even. But, you know, the Raptors giving 14, the Jazz giving 15. Like, they know these teams are definitely going to show up because they're trying to improve their playoff position or get into the, you know, into the play-in game or move their position or like the Knicks. The Knicks beating the Spurs, I mean, and the Clippers, 2 out of 3. Who would have guessed it? Well, to me, it's because they're trying to move their playoff position and things are tighter. And I think it makes for a really interesting down the stretch we go. But anyways, that's what I got for you. That's the Wizards. They're really fun to watch. They're great. And I think it's going to be interesting. If they can beat the Pacers, and I think they can, then I just think the Hornets are going to beat the Celtics. And I think they can get the A spot, and then let's go play the Sixers. I can't wait.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's an honor to talk to one of the most cultured coaches in all of sports. I don't know if you know this, Mark. If you're flying from, you know, East Coast to West Coast, there's nobody you'd rather have sitting next to you because you can talk about anything with Jimmy Patso. So, he's the best. Coach, let me ask you this. So as far as we talked about it earlier, flipping the switch, the Lakers getting back LeBron and AD and it's playoff time and trying to turn it on. The Nets, their three superstars, have only played 7 games together. Is that an issue for vets like this, or do you think that it could cause some problems come postseason play?
It's a great question, Jeremy. I think it causes problems. Look, I'm a huge Harden fan. I had Harden as an MVP candidate. Not only is he playing every game, battling, but he's handling the New York media, and he's taking the responsibility in the locker room because Kyrie's Kyrie. He's a better guy where he is on the main role. And I've always thought Durant's more, I always say Morgan Freeman as opposed to Denzel. He's a second guy. He's not a lead guy. I love Harden. And if anybody can come back and just jump back in and play, clearly he can't get the MVP with the games he's with. It's Harden. But I really like Harden. I like the way he handles it himself. He can score pass. But, The Harden thing, can he come back in after sitting for 6 weeks and really be full-blown? Because they're going to have to play the seventh-place team, which will probably be the Hornets, who got Rozier and, you know, LaMelo's balls. Really, balls really showing me something. I was wrong on him.
Yep.
And then they're going to have to play the Bucks now. If the Bucks have to prove they can, you know, they got Giannis. But can they come in without playing that many games? My answer would be I think there's going to be some rust. But Harden's a baller, you know. Harden's a baller, and he's one of them guys. I've covered him twice with the Wizards. Both times he had 50, and they won by 2. So he's tough. He's a beast, and I'm a Harden fan. But can they do it? We'll see.
Coach, I want to from the East over to the West. Right now, you know, Jeremy and I were talking about earlier in the show. You look at the Lakers. You think they should be the betting favorite right now to come out of the West?
You know, I'm a Steph Curry guy. Oh, you know, I do some stuff for, you know, Under Armour, and I go to a lot of different places, and I'm all over the place basketball-wise. I do some college. But the pro game the last 3 years has been my focus. What Steph Curry's done to keep that franchise afloat while they wait for Thompson to come back. Okay, Draymond knows how to win, but that's a Curry show. I want Curry and the Lakers in the play-in because I think Curry beats him. Then LeBron gets his back up against the wall. Then he'll win the game he's supposed to. But I got the Warriors beating them in the play-in. Of course, LeBron and Davis will get there somehow, somewhere. But the Grizzlies, the youngest team, I had them twice this year. Fantastic young team, good bench. What if the Lakers don't make it? Like, they got to get out of the play-in before everyone says, can they come out of the West? The Jazz, I've had them. Look, Donovan Mitchell's good. Mike Conley's good. But Joe Ingles, I mean, I thought my uncle was out there playing, and this guy's unbelievable. He just does a little of everything. I mean, he's unbelievable. The Suns with Bridges, Booker. But what Chris Paul's done is fantastic. But don't count on Luka. But the Nuggets, they haven't lost a step. I think it's going to be really tough for the Lakers to come out of there. But I want to see what the Lakers do in the playing game, especially since LeBron has said, I don't like the playing game. Well, now you got to play Steph and the Warriors as it stands right now. But this Ja Morant and that Memphis team, when you watch them up close, very good, awesome, lots of different weapons. They got a big guy. They're good. So I would not – I'd put it this way. I'd bet on the Nets coming out before I bet on the Lakers coming out.
Wow. Hey, Coach, what about you know, we were talking about the Heat. They get there last year, getting healthier, although they don't have Oladipo for this playoff run. You think they're a live dog? Because I don't think they care who they play. And that's Jimmy Butler. That's the persona that he takes on. Like, give us whoever. We'll play him. It doesn't matter.
I just watched him play the Celtics Monday night. Jimmy Butler's got that Russell Westbrook thing. Like, I'm here to compete, and you better compete in this locker room. And we know there were some guys in Philly that didn't want to compete, and that's why he's like, good, well, I'll leave you. And so far, he's proved them wrong. Now, Embiid's an MVP candidate. He's picked it up. Ben Simmons, I'm not. I love Doc Rivers. They've done a good job. But what Butler, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson's good. Goran Dragic's back, who was a second-round pick. If he doesn't, but Bam Adebayo has really improved. Nobody can cover him. You know, the Wizards couldn't cover him. What they did last year with Spoelstra, what I got a great Spoelstra story. I was in Orlando at a clinic, and I look over next to me, and this is a basketball clinic, pretty high-end, but not that high-end, like 250 people. It's $50 to get in. And the guy next to me is Eric Spoelstra. I said, Eric, I knew you from the old days. What are you doing here? If I drove up, I had a free Saturday. I like to stay fresh. They just won the World NBA Championship. I said, what are you doing here? He's like, well, Van Gundy's speaking, and Kevin Eastman has this stuff. And I mean, the guy's just this normal, hard work. I'm like, you know, I'm trying to save my job at Loyola, going to a clinic. And Spoelstra just won the NBA Championship, and he drove up. So he's going to grind. Riley's going to make that thing trickle down where his work ethic. Well, back to Russell Westbrook, back to Butler, Kevin Garnett from the Celtics. And Doc Rivers at that clinic talked about this. When your best player is your toughest guy and your hardest worker, you got a chance. That was Garnett. I think Butler is doing that with them. Obviously, when LeBron wants to do that. But this guy, Butler, and them, I wouldn't want to play him. Now, right now, what McMillan is doing in the Hawks series is very interesting, the Hawks team, because he's got Herter playing D, and they got a good bench, and they got Gallinari and Bogdanovich. But John Collins and Capella were blocking shots all over. So, you know, I think the Heat beat the Hawks in the first round, and then they got the Sixers. So, yes, the Heat can go far. The Knicks is an intriguing matchup. The West, it's the wild, wild West. I don't even know who to pick. But I'm kind of going to go with the chalk, Jeremy, and say the Suns were good all year, and the Jazz were good all year. So let's you know, take it. Who should get Coach of the Year, Jeremy? Who should get Coach of the Year? Thibodeau, Monty Williams, or Quinn Snyder?
You know, I love the Thibodeau call because, look, he runs his guy. If they play, you know, you're talking about playing 48 minutes, his guys will play 52 out of the 48. I mean, he doesn't care. He'll leave his starters out there and just die. But I think he's done a phenomenal job with the Knicks. And how do you not tip your cap to him from what's happened with him?
How about you, Mark? Who do you like?
I like Thibodeau. But, I mean, I could clearly see – I mean, Coach, you could clearly look at Monty Williams and you could clearly look at what Quinn Snyder's done in Utah and Skett. But I think what Thibodeau's done in New York, Coach, is stunning. I mean, they were – we got about 90 seconds, Coach. They were expected to win 23 games this year, and here they are sitting in the upper 30s, and they've clinched a playoff spot.
Oh, yeah, I'm releasing the next week. They're going to have a good weekend. They're definitely beating the Celtics in New York. That's one of my releases for the wins. I don't think the Celtics beat them or the Timberwolves. I do like the Wiz tonight, -9. They had two tough losses, the Cavs, while they beat the Celtics, and I like them. And it's going to be interesting to see. And Denver was a funny line tonight. You only give it 8.5. I like them. But 16. I think the Warriors win tonight against the Pelicans and pick them at home. And I guess I'll, because I'm up in Boston, I'll take the Red Sox. You know, the Angels at the Red Sox. I'll take that. Because the Angels can never – as soon as someone mentions the Angels and they get on TV, they lose. So, you know, they can't win a big one.
Well, Coach, you're great. Enjoy Boston. Have a great weekend. Enjoy all the NBA, and we'll chat again real soon, all right?
Love having you, Jeremy. We got to go to that place on Sunday. What's it? City Line? Is that our place?
City Limits. That's my dive bar. Yeah.
There you
City
go.
City Limits on Sunday in Baltimore. Love you. See you. Bye.
Coach Jimmy Passos, NBA insider for Odyssey Sports. We'll come back. We got the Power Hour coming your way next. Reed Wallach will join us. Producers picks. Jeremy and I, we've got some MLB, NBA picks. That all comes your way next, right here, BetQL Audio Network.